From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Venezuela has deployed 2,000 troops to the restive border state of Táchira following weeks of anti-government protests. The UN Security Council took up the crisis Wednesday with Venezuela's ambassador, Rafael Ramirez Carino, rejecting the closed-door meeting.
We are out of the Security Council agenda because we never will be on a threat against the peace and security in international or in the regional level.
But U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley said the humanitarian situation in Venezuela is dire and needs to be addressed.
What we attempted to do in this meeting today is about prevention. We've been down this road with Syria, with North Korea, with South Sudan, with Burundi, with Burma. We've been down this road, and rather waiting for a serious situation where we have to have it in an open Security Council meeting, why not get in front of this?
Peter Hakim, a senior fellow at the Washington-based Inter-American Dialogue, describes the root cause of the Venezuelan crisis.
The core is just total mismanagement by the government, sort of defying any sort of rules of the game regarding democracy, throwing out any kind of serious approach to economic matters, simply desperate to stay in power. This is really a government-created crisis from the word go.
The opposition is demanding elections, freedom for jailed activists, foreign aid, and autonomy for the National Assembly. The Nigerian government said another schoolgirl abducted by the insurgent group Boko Haram from Chibok escaped more than 3 years after the mass kidnapping of more than 200 girls. She's been brought to the capital for counseling and rehabilitation. This is VOA News. A former